Begin Podfix Network transmission in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Yummy and Fearless podcast with the Side Chicks, where we offer our side of the issues. Thank you so much for listening. Please follow us at Yummy Fearless on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and even Pinterest, where you'll find additional content from today's show. You can also listen to us on Apple iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, and Spotify. Please rate, like, review, subscribe, and share. And if no one else has told you today, we love you. Now let's get into the show.
You also sent me something. Did we talk about the whole Ashanti her new beau? Well, I guess he's not her new beau. Is it confirmed that she is pregnant?
She hasn't confirmed it, even though they kind of gesturing that she might be pregnant by Nelly, the rapper.
I mean, they're grown.
So you think that's a great idea?
I don't know. I mean, she's not getting any younger, and if I'm sure she has lots of options out there. But that's somebody held a flame for.
She doesn't. If she had lots of options, she wouldn't be with him. She would have been one of her options.
But she might have always had a flame for him, though.
Nah.
Twin flames.
I don't think so. Did you remember when his little sex tape came out?
No.
His penis ain't big.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Dang it, Nelly.
It's really stubby.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Like, damn, you gotta really like him. Because he's not blowing your back out.
See, she likes him then. She doesn't care about that. It doesn't bother her.
That shows me you're really not thinking through this.
Her?
His penis is really short. Like, it's like short.
Well,
it wasn't so much the
maybe it's
circumference.
Fat. Yeah.
But it wasn't super fat. It wasn't fat enough to where you'd be like, hey.
I'm going
to
leave all my options for you.
Yeah, right. It definitely wasn't like. Oh.
That means it's really love. That means it must be really love.
She ain't got no options.
Poor thing.
It's rough out here in these streets. I'm telling you.
Damn it, Nelly. I'm so sorry to hear that about you.
But okay, so, but why? Because I think if he asked her to marry him,
she would.
So then why has he not asked her to marry him?
Maybe he don't want that baggage. I don't know. You know what my feelings are about marriage. Women, for whatever reason, we as women are talking about put a ring on it. But I don't think that's if she, yeah, she's successful in her own right without having to go into business with him.
But she's already going into business with him. She's reproducing. She's attaching her brand to him, and he's been accused of sexual assault a couple times.
Oh, is there a good one? Is there anybody out here who is? Next thing you go to, I don't even want to say it out loud. Like, I'm like, who is left? Who is left? I don't know if it's a good idea, but I do know that, you know, the heart wants what it wants. So if she has a flame for him, and despite her options, which I'm certain she has options, she found her way back to him after he's had kids. Was he married before? Or he
never.
Okay. So he just had a long-term relationship, and then he had kids with that other woman. And so he went with Ashanti, left her, got with the other chick, had the kids, and now he's circled back. I guess people are calling it the circle back. What are they calling it?
Spin the block.
Spinning the block. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. He spin the block for her. Well, he already had those kids. He didn't have any kids with the other woman.
Oh, okay.
But apparently the other woman wanted to be married, though.
Dummy.
And he...
What a dumbass.
Dummy.
said dummy. See.
You've been in business with somebody who's trying to start businesses all over the place.
Oh, God.
But you're right, though. Your point is well taken that she already has gone into business with him because she's attached her brand to him. Yeah. And, you know, maybe that will, you know, Jay-Z and Beyonce did it. So to me, that was risky on her part to join, you know, to join her brand with his.
A little. But that was, I mean,
it was mutually beneficial on a lot of levels in the beginning. Right. In the beginning. Right. Because she didn't have any type of street cred. People did not like Beyonce or Destiny's Child. But I still think it was risky for somebody who, I mean, really, Jay-Z could have been anybody, I feel.
But Jay-Z really doesn't have any real controversies. I mean, there are things that people suspect, but nobody has anything tangible about Jay-Z.
Tangible? I don't know. Don't they? Like they got video of him when he put the movie out. Hitting chicks, smacking chicks, throwing chicks in trash cans. Foxy Brown, you got the whole Foxy Brown controversy, dating her when she's 17 and he's 30. Dating Beyonce when she's, you know, young, underage. I mean, there is some stuff.
I've never heard him dating Beyonce underage.
Because nobody's going to fess up to that. But he talks about having met her when she was underage. And then they didn't date, supposedly, until she was 18 or over 18. But just like Aaliyah. And then he's you know, attached to Aaliyah as well. He's been identified as having, you know, had relations with Aaliyah and her been passing her around and all that type. So he got some stuff.
Why
now.
Is that bad?
Huh? Why is that bad?
Yeah, I mean, if Aaliyah's out here cracking open, she was grown and
she was not grown. She was a young person during that time. That she was a young person. So this was, I guess, post R. Kelly, but still. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to think she passed away when she was, what, 22, 20? How old was she? She wasn't that old. I mean, so all of these things had to have happened when she was quite young, still impressionable on some level. I mean, so he's got his share of controversies. Just that people let him off the hook, I think, because of Beyonce. I think people let him off the hook because maybe of the power that he wields now, because he has several millions of dollars and is a powerful man, owns this and that. So he is not above reproach.
Now, I don't feel that he's above reproach and nobody should be above reproach. But I, like, for me, like, most of the stuff with Jay-Z still falls in the category of hearsay.
Rumors.
Yeah, of rumors, of hearsay. So even
maybe he shut everybody up. Maybe he paid everybody off well enough.
And if he has, then maybe he has, you know, and it works. I don't know. But yeah, but like for him, to me, his stuff falls in the hearsay category. Like there just hasn't been anything really. Like, so for example, yet. Even with the Foxy Brown, yet, correct, yet. Even with the Foxy Brown thing, which to me is probably the most credible seeming of them all. Mm-hmm. If she were to speak on it, then that would influence my opinion of it or give it a bit, you know, a bit more if she were, you know. So otherwise, it still is kind of like, and obviously he's not going to speak on it, mm-hmm. but otherwise it keeps it in the hearsay gossipy
but what was type Diddy's, of area. What was Diddy's before Cassie came out if it wasn't hearsay? It was exactly that. It was hearsay.
Well,
it
was, see, you Diddy know. Was, to me, Diddy's was more than hearsay because Diddy was sloppy with his shit. Like he was buying holes and stuff. You know, Diddy had more actual people who were involved in his lifestyle and the choices he made.
This is true.
More people that like actually anyway. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yes, saw it. More things, people that, you know, are aware of him. You know, just like he beat his assistant up. Like, I mean, there's more, like, there was still, like, so many things that he had settled, you know, incidents of assault that he settled. Like, even with the case with at UCLA when his son was on the football team, where he had an assault with one of the coaches there. And he ended up settling that. And there were other things that he settled. So there were indications of issues.
Oh my gosh. If I was his child, I'd be like, Dad.
Yeah, even from there, along with things like P. Diddy, because he loves attention, doing so much social media and reality shows, and you also get to observe him.
This is true.
So Jay-Z does none of that.
Yes. He's got a Beyonce in his life.
Right. So it'd be different if Jay-Z had ever done a Making the Band, and you got to sort of, because people can only keep, you know, a front up. So, like,
right,
know,
right.
Gonna show some.
I agree. I agree with that. Yeah.
Jay-Z, you can't go back through his Twitter feed. You this can't go through. You know what I'm saying?
He's scrubbed. Now, I think a lot of his stuff is scrubbed now. I do think a lot of it is scrubbed. And I do want to say that, you know, I don't think it makes him a better person. I just think it makes him a better businessman. He got with Beyonce. That's part of the brand. She and her father helped groom Jay-Z for what he is now, period. So had it not been for, and I mean, I'm sure he's got some savvy on his own as well. And it just, to me, it's just a difference in style, but not necessarily in character.
Possibly not. And but that's the thing. Like, you don't know, because he shuts the fuck up. He doesn't, you know,
yes,
he's not
agreed.
On TV talking about how well he can fuck and how he likes this and
girl,
that.
Aaron Hall, hashtag Aaron Hall. Okay.
Hashtag Aaron Hall. Nobody's on TV talking about Jay-Z likes to watch me fuck. That's what I mean. But P. Diddy, you heard themes of him.
This is
true. You know, people all over with issues of with him.
This is true.
Every artist, you know,
coming out of the woodworks. Do you hear me?
Yes. Over and so anytime
men's, women's,
then you see him drunk, you know, on his own motherfucking network trying to fuck Fabulous.
That was every time I see that, I cringe.
Yes.
That is so cringy.
Or he had a party with Meek Mill dressed alike, looking like an old married couple or some shit. You know what
y'all let's see the point. Damn.
Right. You're calling me and daddy and shit. So what's the old saying? Like, you know, you open your mouth, you might be a fool. Don't nobody know if you shut the fuck up.
Right.
You open your mouth, you confirm it.
Everybody so, knows. That's how they tell my grandmother.
We don't know what the fuck Jay-Z is, because all we know is that nigga is he's
quiet, it mom,
until it's time for him to rap about something he's selling or something, and he shuts the fuck
up. I ain't mad at it.
And so therefore we don't have nothing. We don't. So it's like the little stuff you do think you know, it could be, but it stays in the hearsay, and we don't have nothing to pull from. Unlike P. Diddy, that motherfucker, as much dirt as he did, he should have never been talking about nothing.
He should have shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. Shut it. But, so, and whoever Jay-Z offended, he must have done them right, because they shut the fuck. Foxy Brown ain't never said a word about him. Negative. Never.
Yet.
Yeah. But as of now, nothing.
I just be careful about that marker. She has never said anything, because up until last week, Cassie had never said a mumbling word about Diddy ill of him, you know. So just I hope and pray that our heroes, some of our heroes, remain on the pedestal, the posh clean pedestal that we have put them on. But at this point, I'm losing faith.
I've released them all just as a precaution. You all been released. Your services are no longer needed.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
You're out of here.
Done. Done.
Freaking done.
Yeah. It's over. Alva.
O-B-A.
Yeah, so fun times. They're just make this a wonderful holiday season. It's a new world order.
New world order. Hello.
So put your faith women in yourself. Women are ruining. Yes. So, yeah. Well, okay. Heavy stuff.
Yeah.
I know.
Had to be said, though. Somebody had to say it. And if two old ladies can't bitch about it,
I don't know. Yeah, your aunties put it down.
That's what we're here for.
That's right. Take that.
Oh, no, she didn't. Yeah, no, she didn't. I see what you did. I see what you did there.
Got him.
Oh, yeah, nana, yeah. Nana, boo, boo, man. You're gonna get it. I just pray that I didn't sexually harass nobody back in the 90s. I'm sure I did, but no, I wouldn't have done that. I would do it now.
But you wouldn't have even known if you was doing it in the 90s.
You think so? You think the times have changed?
We probably sexually harassed them.
I know we were sexually harassed. That I know for a fact now.
Oh my gosh.
That I know for a fact. But
we owe a bunch of lawsuits to folks.
I know. Let's get our lawsuits going. Shoot.
Right.
Like, I want to get some security.
Give me $10 because that's all your broke ass got.
Give me my $10.
Right.
Where's my money?
But we probably.
You think we harassed anyone?
Maybe.
But
we thought everything was a joke.
Yeah.
So there's a chance we.
Yeah.
We joked up on somebody that was probably uncomfortable.
I don't think so. I don't think we made anyone uncomfortable.
But we would laugh at people's faces and stuff.
We had nicknames. You know what? Maybe we did. We had nicknames. Remember tight ass jeans, Tatch? We had nicknames for everybody.
And it was, you remember the dude you used to call the jocker?
Yes. The jocker. And we knew exactly who we was talking about. Oh, you mean
another human being.
No name.
Jocker.
They did not have names. Henceforth and forevermore, he will be known as the jocker.
The jocker. No, but remember the dude, he'd be like, his body is like marshmallow.
We talked about that poor kid's body.
He was so nice.
We talked about the yeast infection jeans that this guy used to wear. Tatch. There go Tatch. Tight ass jeans.
We were awful.
Hours of fun. Do you hear me?
Oh,
hours of laughter and fun. We weren't hurting anybody.
We were lighting niggas up behind their backs. Like
when they was like,
oh, he's so Jake.
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 Remember that? Oh my goodness. Yeah. We're really dating ourselves now.
Big time.
The good old days. The good old days when nobody was sexually harassed.
Yeah.
Wasn't even a thing.
He has on an outfit. It's a short set.
Short set. You talking about short set? That was his name after that.
But a big nigga in a short set.
I'm not going out with short set. You going out with
that?
I ain't going out with short set. No.
We are not pursuing anything. You were short set.
Taj, I'm not going out with Taj either.
Taj keeps a yeast infection.
Marshmallow. What do we call?
I just know we would get into an Arnold Schwarzenegger accent. Just listen. What am I doing on us?
What else were we supposed to do? I mean, come on. What else were we supposed to do? They forced us.
Nobody would ever suspect because we looked so nice.
I think contrary to that, I think that they would have suspected.
so nice.
Because we were laughing about something, clearly. It would be our own, in our own world.
In our own, yes.
It was friggin' hilarious to us. But anyway, some things never change. And on
you
that
know,
note,
there was this guy that used to rap. I won't say the rap, because if he ever hears it, he'll know. And I saw he's still working on music.
See, that was low level shade. That was low level shade.
He's still working on music.
Got an album coming out.
Anyway, yeah.
I got a fast car.
Right.
Ding 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 ding. All right.
Oh well. Well, happy holidays, guys.
Happy holidays. Yeah.
Yeah.
We are we're gonna be better in 2024. But what more to come on that? 2023 was we had some good, bad, and ugly, but mm-hmm. we're coming back at it strong.
Don't quote us on that. That's don't hold us.
Because you know we have lied to you before.
Follow-up is trash.
That's horrible.
It's like a bad pull-out game. That's us.
But that means that the bar is low. So when we knock your socks off, it'll just be that much sweeter.
That's
okay.
Right. Mind blown. Prepare to have your little mind blown, baby. 2024. That's how we should start every new podcast. 2024. Pew, 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 pew. 2024.
We might need some help. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, so that was that, guys. You know, listen, if Kristen Keys plays any of these audio recordings, or if he starts naming names, we're gonna be right back.
We'll be right in your ear.
Not be a warning, but this is serious.
Yeah.
This hurts.
We had
this
to say hurts. It. Yeah, we had to. We had to get it out, and we're gonna get it out for you. So if you have anything to add, if you wanna put it in the comments, let us know. Follow us on all the socials, Instagram, Yummy Fearless.
Yes.
And keep the faith.
Yes. And so we will leave you with Hardwig, Soft Life. And we're out.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening. If you like what you heard, review, subscribe, and share. It helps other listeners find us. And don't forget to follow us at Yummy Fearless on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and even Pinterest, where you'll find additional content from today's show and also our highly curated He Can Get It list. As always, you can listen to the Yummy and Fearless podcast with the Side Chicks on Apple iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, and Spotify. And if no one else has told you today, we love you and thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to a podcast of the Podfix Network. Discover more audible gems like this at podfixnetwork.com. Make sure to catch up-to-the-minute network shenanigans by following @Podfix on Twitter, @official_Podfix on Instagram, @Podfix Network on Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to Podfix Presents wherever you choose to find podcasts. The Podfix Network, artist owned and loved.